ongoing insecurity, including attacks against civilians, widespread looting, and the presence of armed rebels, has driven the number of internally displaced people in the Central African Republic to over 935,000. More than 500,000 people have fled their homes in the capital, Bangui, and are sheltering with host families or in camps for the displaced. In the last week alone, the number of people who have arrived at the airport looking for a safe place to stay has almost doubled to 100,000. Valerie Amos, the head of the UN humanitarian agency OCHA, says it's difficult delivering aid to those most in need.
In the Central African Republic, the violence and unrest continues against the backdrop of abject poverty and a collapsing state. Aid agencies continue to scale up their response activities as fast as security conditions allow, but it has not been easy.
Conflict has raged in the Central African Republic for the last 12 months. A transitional government was entrusted with restoring peace and paving the way for democratic elections after President François Bozizé fled the country. But armed clashes have erupted again, and the mainly Christian anti-Balaka movement has taken up arms. In December, Christians and Muslims launched reprisal attacks against each other in and around Bangui. The UN also reported what it called unprecedented violence against young people, with at least two children beheaded. Babar Balok, a spokesperson for the UN refugee agency UNHCR, says the African Union peacekeeping force, MISCA, is trying to create a more secure environment so aid can be delivered.
Improved security is essential for humanitarian workers to reach the displaced and provide vital humanitarian aid to hundreds of thousands who desperately need our assistance. More troops and effective operational coordination is needed for MISCA, which may reach 6,000 soldiers with the arrival of Congolese and Rwandan troops.
UNHCR has been organising airlifts of relief items, including tents, blankets, plastic sheets and other supplies. The United Nations has appealed for $152 million to provide life-saving assistance to the displaced in the Central African Republic for the next 100 days. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.